In view of the current discussion going on the crisis of global financial markets, we have had a number of discussions regarding alternatives, especially here in the World Social Forum. Another financial architect is possible. We really want to have a new system that is not anymore repeating the same mistakes we have had before. The challenge we have today is how to realize those alternatives and have a system that can work. I think we have done quite a lot of analysis. The problem is not in the analysis part, but actually how to bring those alternatives we are now talking about together. So that is our challenge today. When there's a tendency of the profit to fall, that is the time when discussion is on, we want regulation. When the system goes where it is going up and there is more profit, that's where they are talking about we want deregulation. It is not a question of deregulation, regulation. It's a question of changing the whole paradigm. So we need a new system whereby there will be always discussion about equilibrium, on balancing of issues together between economy, real economy and finance. Nobody has got a blueprint, and it is not easy to have a blueprint because the current system was not based on a blueprint. It also came in terms of a process step by step, and here we are. So similarly, when you are looking for transformation, new changes, we have to also go step by step and bring new things. Nobody will know how it shall look like afterwards. But if this is a discussion, and you know the G20 are going to meet again to discuss this, G20, the group of rich countries, basically most of these industrial countries, actually form the G20. What we want is that in that discussion, we must have participation of civil society, faith-based groups, all governments, all nations should be involved. G20 is not enough, and we discussed that this discussion can be within the United Nations. Although each nation can still discuss various alternatives step by step, but we don't have a real global blueprint at the moment. Churches are supposed to bring in the whole question of ethics and justice. Churches are mandated to raise the issues of ethics, the issues of questioning what the system is bringing out, like inequalities, like speculation, issues of believing in money like mammon, and really making sure that things are not all monetized. We have more to do than just having money as the center. And the churches bring the whole concept, the whole creation, that we are created holistically. So not finance cannot be detached from all creation. And so we need to come from the theological perspective, ethical perspective, where economics are seen as this, a matter of faith as well.